now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Janet Phelan. We're going to be talking about conservatorships. We're going to be talking about internal affairs activities and police departments. But before we get to that, you know, there is a common misconception out there, which was created last September by Hank Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, who came from Goldman Sachs, which really sort of runs things in this country, that our financial markets were shut down, that nobody was lending. We had to give all this money to the banks, you know, so we could get lending going again. And most of the banks didn't want the money. He got the leaders of the nine major banks into a room, locked the door, and told them they had to take money. Why? Because he had to preserve this scam that the whole financial system was collapsing, and yet they were the ones who had created the problem. They collapsed Bear Stearns. On Friday it had $17 billion. On Sunday, they'd pulled all the money out of the bank, and they collapsed Bear Stearns intentionally to create this aura that everything was collapsing. They certainly, there are problems as far as the home owned loans are concerned, and the collateralized debt obligations that were created by the banks to bundle of these defective home loans, and they knew they were going to collapse. But they had to create the psychology in the American people that the banking system was shut down. And it really wasn't. We have the report from Minneapolis, Federal Reserve Bank in October of last year. Same time Hank Paulson said that nothing was happening. And of course, they were said that the banks were still lending. And what brought this whole, and because Solent report came out in December, said exactly the same thing. So what you were reading in the newspaper had nothing to do with reality. The thing that brought it to my attention this morning was a report that J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, who runs that, said, you know, well, we're lending money as we always have. We're lending $2 billion a day. Banks make their money by lending money. And if you have a legitimate situation, why, they'll lend you money. Now, if you're in trouble and you have a commercial development and you don't have any money and you need to keep getting more money to complete the development, and there's not going to be any market for it, they're not going to lend you any money, and you're going to go belly up. And this is what's happening to a lot of people. They're not going to keep giving you loans on your home when the value of your home is falling. But for legitimate investments, there's plenty of money out there. But they've created a mental attitude, and this is the problem we face. They control our reality. They form our tastes. And they create our ideas through the media. And the media is everything's terrible and getting worse. And so You know, we just don't buy. And I'm not suggesting people buy, get out of debt, because things are going to get a lot worse. But as far as the big boys are concerned, they're still lending money. Anybody who wants to see the article, we have it. Came off of Fierce Finance this morning. Well, let's get to another issue, and that's Janet Phelan. And Janet, Janet has her own radio program. She's an investigative reporter. And she has written extensively about conservatorships. Now, you're not concerned about conservatorships because it doesn't involve you. And because 60 Minutes and 2020 and all of these the vehicles by which they mold your reality don't focus your attention on it. If they wanted to focus your attention on it, you would be concerned about conservatorships, and they would keep harping at it until something was done. But since they have not chosen to do that, most people are totally unaware of what is really taking place. So with that as the background, Janet Phelan, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the air, Dr. Monteith. I'd like to, first of all, explain to the listening audience, if they don't know what a conservatorship is. Conservatorships are generally initiated through the court when there are allegations that a person is lacking capacity, which means they have some level of incompetency. And this basically involves elderly and disabled. Now, as we know, the elderly may have quite a bit of money. They have, you know, lifetime of savings. And that's also true of some disabled people, because some people become disabled because of an automobile accident, a hospital foul-up. There can be a lawsuit, you know, on behalf of the person who becomes disabled as a result of, let's say, a, you know, hospital error. And therefore, there can be quite a pot of money. So upon the initiation of a conservatorship, all of the assets are transferred to the conservator or guardian. Those words are interchangeable. Some states, they talk about guardians. Some states use the word conservator. And that is a conservatorship of a state. Conservatorship of person is when the person loses all their rights. The conservator then makes life decisions for the conservatee, such as where they live, if they're allowed to see their family, if they get medical, should they get medical care if they're ill. So we can see where because there can be so much money involved, that this is a situation that is really open to abuse. And in terms of media coverage, this has been a rather disturbing aspect of this story, which has opened up a lot of questions as to what's really going on here, because the media in general won't touch this. There was a Fox 5 television reporter a couple years ago out in New York City, Fox 5 New York City, who got on to the conservatorship story. Her name is Mary Garofalo. She ran two investigative reports and on the issue of conservator abuse, abusing the people that they are supposed to take care of. And this can be financial abuse, where they steal, or this can be you know, physical abuse, where they, you know, just don't take care of a person. And after the second in her series, which ran on this big television station in New York City, Mary Garofalo was called into the station office the very morning after the second story ran, and she was told to pack up her office. She didn't have a job anymore. Mary Garofalo was the senior member of the investigative team at Fox 5. She had been there for 20 years.
Yeah, well, have a book called Into the Buzzsaw, which is written by people in the media who took on stories that the establishment didn't want, and they're all lost their jobs and could never get another job working within the media, very simply because if you get into certain things they don't want you to get into, why, that's the end of your profession. The book, Into the Buzzsaw, fascinating essays, one with Gary Webb, who incidentally committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. We'll be right back.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113. Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Ferris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here. Our guest this morning, Janet Phelan. And Janet, you pick up the story. You were talking about how this one woman who tried to actually track the story for Fox News was called in and told to pack up her material, and she was out of a job after 20 years, presumably because she ran a series of articles, two articles, on this conservatorship scandal. Go right ahead.
Right. Well, she wasn't told why she was let go. She was simply told that her contract was not being renewed as of that moment, and she was to pack up and go. And Mary Garofalo was one of the most honored women in television in New York in terms of investigative journalism. She had won multiple awards. You know, she wasn't just some little newbie who'd wandered into a station, you know, with fluff for brains. What we're seeing in the media is that this canning of journalists is becoming a rather regular MO. I myself, had my little upset moment down there at the Santa Monica Daily Press when I was writing a weekly column for the Santa Monica Daily Press, and I decided that I was going to start writing about water. And wandered into City Hall to make a couple Public Records Act requests. I certainly never said there's anything wrong with the water, there's any conspiracy. I just asked to see some public records concerning water. And I was called by my editor within 6 hours and absolutely read the Riot Act. I was told that I was not authorized to write about water, that I was endangering her position as editor of the Santa Monica Daily Press.
Well, what were they concerned about? Were they fluoridating the water? Was this contamination of the water? Was there MTBE in the water? What was it?
Well, this is the result of this investigation, which I continued on without the sponsorship of the newspaper, resulted in a couple of articles. If you go to my webpage, which is go to cosmicpenguin.com, and near the top of the page, there's a link that says Janet Phelan. If you scroll down to the part that says The Final Solution, you can read two of the articles that I've written on this subject, Water as a Weapon and Water Wars an Update. I'm right now in the process of writing the third article. Basically, this is sort of a long story here, but they have weaponized the water system. And it's not about fluoridation. It's about something that is is awaiting deployment.
Well, what are you suggesting? Now you have me intrigued. You know, what are they using? Going to use the put something in the water that will affect the people?
It looks like that's what they're planning. They've set up a double line system in every city that I've looked at, and I have been able through some really extreme efforts. I've been able to get some blueprints, because when I started to make Public Records Act requests for blueprints, I was either denied blueprints or I was given blueprints that were stamped redacted, which means, you know, they've altered them or excised information. But given what I do have that is not excised or altered, they've set up a double line system where there's something in the second line that's being withheld by remote control valves, and that's the skinny on it.
But they can release whatever in the parallel system very readily.
They can release, right. And the interesting thing about it is that all of the denial, and I have letters and letters back and forth between city agencies, state agencies, federal agencies about water, they want to deny that the double line system exists. And as soon as you can prove it, in terms of the blueprints I have, they fall silent and they will not discuss it anymore. And I actually had conversations with a fellow named Larry Chertoff, who happens to be the cousin of former DHS head Michael Chertoff. Although, once again, he's gone to some level, some efforts to deny the family ties. They do exist, and that was nailed down by Larry Chertoff's ex-wife. So Larry Chertoff is one of the top water guys in the country. And I had some conversations with him where he utterly denied, oh, no, we don't have double water lines. He says, we can barely maintain what we have. And as soon as I sent him the copies of, you know, pictures of the blueprints I have, he cut off all communication. Now, interestingly enough, the U.S. Patriot Act, which was co-authored by Michael Chertoff, does have a section, which is Section 817, which is the expansion of the biological weapons statute. And Section 817 is authorizing the use of delivery systems and toxins against citizens of the United States of America. And what I usually do when I'm trying to research something is I try to trace the laws to see if there are actually laws in place that are governing, you know, negative or assaultive things that may happen to the people of the United States by the government. And we certainly know that there are laws in place concerning inmate civilian labor camps. We know that there are laws in place concerning some very bad things. And Section 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act is authorizing the use of toxins, which are poisons, against the citizens of the United States of America. And it's my personal perception that 817 is an umbrella statute that is authorizing possibly multiple sorts of biological and chemical attacks. But I do understand that the water project is it's something at play that people need to be aware of. So if you go to my site and cosmicpenguin.com, which is somebody else's webpage, he is hosting my page, you click on the Janet Phelan link, and you can read about the water project. Although I abruptly exited the Santa Monica Daily Press, these articles did find a home. Several years later, this was the featured story in the American's Bulletin in, I believe it was July of 2007. So there are still some papers out there that are willing to go the distance. It's just getting harder and harder and harder to find them. And,
well, of course, people are becoming more and more reliant upon the Internet. Many of our major newspapers are closing, and I say, in many respects, good riddance, because so many of them are utilizing, you know, their position of trust in the neighborhood to program the public with false information and withholding good information, putting out bad information, utilizing their influence over the public to get legislation passed, which is detrimental to the survival of our society. So The Internet, certainly we have alternative radio we have, and I know you have your own program, own radio program, and we'll let you put a plug in for that a little bit later. But let's get back to the subject of conservatorships, because it's a fascinating story, which most people are unaware of, until, of course, one of their loved ones falls into the hands of a conservator. And some conservatives are good and compassionate, but many times there's a close working relationship between the conservator and the courts, and of course money changes hands. We can't prove it, but certainly the judges many times back the conservator over the family, and unfortunately to the detriment of the individual who's incapable of defending themselves. So you pick up the story.
Right. Well, early on in the program, you mentioned that I might be discussing internal affairs and conservatorships, and actually the link between police and conservators is these are both protection. Protection, I don't want to use the word scams, because the police aren't always scamming people, but they are sometimes certainly doing this. These are protection rackets. The conservator gets put in place to protect the elderly person, and very often, conservatorships are very expensive. In some states, like in New York, for example, a conservator can charge up to $300 an hour for their services. In addition, since these are court matters, there has to be an attorney for the conservator who may also charge, $250, $300 an hour. So you can see where an elderly person's assets can be drained off very quickly. And you can also see where, since this has to have court oversight, if the judges become compromised, then you've got a real problem. Now, there are a number of national groups that have sprung up to address the issue of the terrible abuses happening to the elderly under these conservatorship programs. And we, there's a group called Stop Abusive Conservatorships Now. There's a group called Advocates for National Guardianship Reform and Ethics. And these groups have members from all over the country. These abusive conservatorships are happening all over the country. Now, that's not to say that every conservatorship is abusive, but there appear to be hot spots where the abuse has become systemic, and the corruption is really endemic. And so, you know, what we're seeing is basically a cottage industry almost, where an elderly person is put into a conservatorship. Let's say there's allegations maybe that one of the daughters or sons is stealing from the elderly person. Okay, then if the police or adult protective services get involved, as soon as you get the system involved, very often there is an appointment of a conservator. Now, if the conservator is benign, that's, you know, a good thing. But if the conservator is also predatory, and if you're in a situation where, you know, there's a lot of corruption going on with, you know, judges, et cetera, then you've got a real problem. So, unfortunately, these big problems are just popping up like persistent weeds in courts all over the country. So when I was working at the America's Bulletin, I wrote a series on this issue. The series is called The Probate Murders. It's a three-part series. This was also published in the American's Bulletin, and there were cases cited, you know, from New York, Kentucky, Los Angeles. This is really a national epidemic, the abuse of the elderly.
Well, now, you given what happened to the probate murders, are you suggesting that some of these people are done in by the conservators?
Unfortunately, what appears to be happening in some of the worst case scenarios is because the conservator, you know, when you have a conservatorship of person, the conservator gets to make life decisions, such as I mentioned earlier, should they get ill, the conservator will decide if they get medicine. And we have, I have been able to, you know, locate, through my sources, a number of cases where, a conservatee became ill, let's say, with something that was treatable, like, let's say, pneumonia. If the conservatee is running out of money, the conservator may decide that the person will not get antibiotics. Now, this has happened in Redlands, California, to cite a specific case. It's hard to get medical records because medical records under HIPAA are private, but there was one lady named Mary Beth Fairbanks who was so appalled at what happened to her own mother, Elizabeth Fairbanks, under a conservatorship by a woman named Melody Scott, that she took the medical records and put them into the court file, at which point they became public record. And Elizabeth Fairbanks was elderly. She was under an LPS conservatorship, which means that it was a mental health conservatorship. She had been diagnosed with bipolar. And at the point that her money was running out, Elizabeth Fairbanks fell ill with pneumonia. And according to the medical records, during the entire course of her pneumonia, she got only 2 doses of antibiotics. And at the point where her respiratory distress was becoming significant, the doctor ordered her to have Roxanol. Roxanol is an opiate. It is contraindicated for people who are having respiratory problems. After the second dose of Roxanol, Elizabeth Fairbanks stopped breathing and died. So I call this series the probate murders because there is a gray area here. The conservator has the right to make medical decisions.
Hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Janet Phelan. And Janet, before we go on, I want you to get your website out again so people would know how to get in touch with you and put in a plug for your radio program.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Monteith. Yes, if you go to cosmicpenguin.com, near the top there's a link that says Janet Phelan. And you click on that link and you can find my webpage. I am now on Liberty News Radio. I am on every Saturday from 3 to 6 Central Time. And we just picked up another affiliate, so we're actually airing in, a number of states now, Florida, Oregon, Nebraska, Utah. Liberty News Radio is a fairly new service. It was formed, it was a split off from some of the people involved with Republic Broadcasting Network, formed Liberty News Radio, and I actually had a show on Republic Broadcasting last year as well. So we've got a really wonderful group of people there, and I'm very excited about the new station. So that's kind of my plug there for my work.
All right,
I have a book out. I have a book that came out, and I have to give a plug for my book because it's a book of poetry. It's a book of political poetry, and it's called The Hitler Poems. And you can find a link to that on my webpage too. And I entitled the book The Hitler Poems because I feel very strongly that we have entered a stage in our country where we are really seeing a rise to power of the same sorts of people with the same agenda as what happened in Hitler's Germany. And it is also my perception that they learned some lessons from what happened in Hitler's Germany. And one of the lessons they learned was that they had to be more sneaky and more covert. And so, as a result, we have been given this enormous dose of propaganda about freedom, justice, liberty, and at this point in time, the people in power are taking this down big time at the same time that they are insisting that all the spin about what America used to be and was supposed to have been still exists. And in terms of being covert, these conservatorship programs that they are putting people in have an echo to the past. And many people are not aware that the first euthanasia program that Hitler initiated targeted the elderly and disabled. It was called the T4 program. Now, some people think, oh, she's talking about conservatorships. Isn't this boring? Well, you know, I'll tell you something. What may happen to your neighbor's mother and father may at some point happen to your own mother and father, and as you get older, it may actually happen to you. So I think that people need to pay very close attention to this, because this is an attack on one of the most vulnerable sections of our population. The elderly and disabled are vulnerable, just as little tiny children are vulnerable.
Let me just say, do we have a caller? Is somebody calling in? I heard a beeping in the background. I guess nobody's calling.
Somebody called in on my line, but so I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay, well, thank you.
You were just talking about how, of course, it could be somebody in your family who is vulnerable that would be taken into a conservatorship.
Well, you know, this can happen to anyone. And I wanted to go back. Before the break, I was talking about what had happened to that woman, Elizabeth Fairbanks, who got pneumonia and wasn't given antibiotics as ordered by her conservator, Melody Scott. Now, this happened in Redlands Probate Court. And what is happening in Redlands Probate Court is really one of the worst-case scenarios in terms of what, you know, the systemic sort of corruption and abuse. And I did read Judge Michael Welch's decision on the Elizabeth Fairbanks case, because after Elizabeth passed on, her daughter, Mary Beth Fairbanks, went to court and was trying to get some justice for what had happened to her mother. And Judge Welch, he just approved everything that happened. He thought there was no problem with withholding antibiotics from a person with a treatable illness. There was no problem with the conservator charging all that money for these services. You know, what kind of services are these where you, you know, decide someone's, it's time for someone to die when they can actually possibly be, you know, be healed? Now, Judge Michael Welch is, you see, the buck stops with the judges. If there's corruption with conservators and attorneys, it is the mandate of the judges to oversee this. And I have looked very carefully at Judge Michael Welch because his decisions are becoming flagrantly in violation of human rights. And some, you know, he doesn't seem to understand that we have statutory laws, we have constitution, there are things in place that are to protect us. Now, most recently, I was contacted by a woman who is the sister of Melody Scott's lawyer. Her lawyer's name is J. David Horsepool, and he's the one who's doing all the quote-unquote legal work, most of it anyway, in terms of the Melody Scott cases. And this sister has been, you know, feeding me information, case numbers, documents, et cetera. David Horsepool put his own father under a conservatorship. Now, this father had previously given one of his sons, named Willie, a house, okay? Before he was ever under a conservatorship, he had given the son a house. Well, J. David Horsepool went to that Judge Michael Welch, and he got the judge to basically revoke a decision that was made before the father was ever under conservatorship. And he is now evicting. David Horsepool is having his own brother evicted from his own house. Now, this brother happens to have a family. He has a 7-month-old infant. But once again, Judge Michael Welch appears to be there to serve another master.
Well, now, aren't there any appeals from the decision of a judge? Certainly, he has
an appeal right now, and the appeal decision should be handed down at the end of this week. So there's a very interesting article that came out a while ago. I think it was in a San Jose newspaper that has documented the corruption going on in appeals court. So, you know, a lot of people just, they go into appeals and they cross their fingers and they pray. There's another case in California now that's in an appeals court. It's another conservatorship case having to do with the conservatorship of Nancy Golin, who is a younger disabled person. And this is now in appeals. And the people who I'm in touch with, the Golins, the Horsepool brothers and sisters, you know, they are aware that the justice system has become very peculiar. And they also believe, you know, that their cases are solid as a rock. I mean, this house was given to Willie before there was ever a conservatorship. But it's really becoming more and more of a crapshoot. Another thing I want to say about Judge Welch is he issued a restraining order against this brother, Willie. The brother, Willie, was not only trying to protect, you know, the house, he was also trying to protect his father. And Willie showed up at where the father was living and took some photographs of how the father was being cared for under this conservatorship.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
You may not plant a quarter million acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, Janet Phelan. We're in our last segment of the program. And Janet, you were just talking about how certainly there are certain judges out there that certainly use their opinions that other people might disagree with, saying it's perfectly all right for conservators to allow people to die. But this is a mentality we see increasingly in society today. The older people, well, they're a drain on society. They cost a great deal of money as far as the Medicare program is concerned. And as long as the government's putting out the money for that, then the government should have the right to determine whether they live or die. Of course, this is the attitude that they had in Hitler's Germany. But we seem to have lost our moral foundation in America today. We've excluded God from the courts. We've excluded God from our schools. Why should we be surprised that we would have people who say, well, I will make the decision who lives and who dies?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, this spin, this propaganda the United States of America has really indoctrinated into its citizens has been very effective because people do believe that the government, you know, will help you. And what we're seeing more and more is that the government is becoming rather hostile and actually brutal to the interests of its citizens. It's just a shocking situation. Back, you mentioned Hitler's Germany, and back in Hitler's Germany, they had a term for people who were drains on, you know, on the public good. They called them useless eaters. And a person who is elderly, who is retired, who is accessing possibly Medicare, possibly other benefit programs, could be seen in the eyes of a Nazi as a useless eater. They are past their productive, you know, they have entered a phase where they are not productive. They are simply using public benefits. They're not contributing. And Nazis like that, in Hitler's Germany, they gassed elderly people. And these weren't Jews. These were Christians. These were ethnic Germans. But they were considered to be useless eaters. And what we're seeing, what I think is happening in these conservatorships is that we have basically the same mentality. And it is important to control the press. If you are a evil government, if you are doing evil things, it is extremely important that the press not get the word out. Now, what I mentioned earlier about what happened to Mary Garofalo, she is one of the few, if possibly singular, TV reporters that even has covered this issue. And she was summarily kicked out of Fox 5 News. Where she
and you have to ask
reporter for decades.
Sure. Well, I mean, this is not uncommon.
And to give my phone number to this gentleman, that would certainly be fine. You can go to my webpage and find an email address as well.
Okay, that's fine.
I will say that some people have gone so far as to hire private investigators, and private investigators can get some bank information. I know this is becoming more and more difficult because of the lockdown on information under the Patriot Act.
Right.
But some PIs do have connections to get banking information.
I'll email you a question, and then we'll let Dr. Stan go on with the balance of the program, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
For calling.
Appreciate your call. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I think there are a lot of people who are concerned about this sort of thing, and increasingly why we see the state intervening. It used to be that the children took care of their parents. That was their obligation. But that is progressively being removed here as the state becomes ever more powerful, you know, as far as controlling the lives of our people. And my concern about the upcoming socialized medical program is you're going to have bureaucrats rationing health care because there's not enough money to go around. It's very obvious. Medicare is going behind every year, not taking in enough money really to cover all of its obligations. And within a few years, why, the whole system's going to begin to crumble. And then once government has control, they will determine who lives and who dies. And it will all be done by bureaucrats or by a standard protocol of some sort. But you're going to have to ration access to health care when government pays for it, when people care for their own, provide their own health care, or when the local community provides the health care, as it did when I was practicing medicine, started practicing medicine 50 years ago, then the local community took care of the people, and nobody died without medical care, but they're certainly going to be dying under the brave new world we're moving into. Are you concerned about that, Janet?
Oh, well, I'm really devoting my life and my work to exposing these sorts of things. And I've done so, I might say, at considerable risk to myself. And I'm not going to be going into that at this point in time, but I will say that I am talking to you from Toronto, Canada. I'm no longer in the U.S. because the situation got pretty hot for me. I want to say something about this attack on the life savings and actually lives of the elderly, because this has a second or third, rather, effect. Because when you deplete the savings, life savings, of one generation, and it, you know, reverts to, you know, the conservator or to the state, you also are essentially attacking the viability, financial viability of the heirs. So this is like a 1-2 punch. And we're seeing what's happening financially in the U.S. People are losing their homes, they're losing their money, and they will also be losing their inheritances.
I'm afraid that is true.
Well.
Hey, we're out of time. Janet, God bless. We'll talk to you here on our other program real soon. Bye-bye. My name is Janet Phelan. We'll be back here to wrap up today's program here on the American
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our program. I just want to remind our listeners, if you'd like our material, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs and our videos, and certainly listen to our programs and read our letters. But encourage other people to get informed about what's really going on, because, of course, what we see manifest in the conservatorships is simply the lack of a moral foundation of our nation, and we have lost our moral foundation. It didn't happen by accident. There's been an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundations of this country really for several centuries. Even at the very beginning of this country, there was an organized effort to destroy morality by the secret societies. They exist. They exist today. You see them with the Bohemian Grove. You don't read about the Bohemian Grove in your newspapers. Why? Because the people who go to the Bohemian Grove control the newspapers. And Bohemian Grove is a center of occult activity, as the Skull and Bones Society is, as so many of the organizations that are out there, of course, are all involved in this conspiracy against God. And destroy the moral foundation of a nation, you destroy the nation. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, shame on you. You can get the book. You can watch the DVD on the Internet for nothing at our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. But the information there is so vitally important. Then, of course, you need our last several newsletters, of which get you into the background of the cause of the financial crisis. It's all been engineered as certainly a means of destroying the fabric of our society and of the entire world. They brought down the economics of the entire world because out of the chaos they hope to bring about their one world government. I think there's going to be another major epidemic in the not too distant future. I think they're going to create a world war, which will involve most of the nations of the world, and out of this horrible chaos will come the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world currency, and the new world religion. So get Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you'll want to get the trilogy of DVDs put out by our good friend Chris Pinto, starting with The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, going into the secret societies that were here when America was created, and then Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, where if you go to many of our buildings there, they have the signs of the zodiac painted on the ceilings. Why would the signs of the zodiac be on every floor of the Dirksen building there? Why, very simply, because astrology is a very important part of what's going on today. Many of our leaders are deeply involved in astrology, as was probably the most popular conservative president of our time, Ronald Reagan. But you need to read the book written by Nancy Reagan's astrologer. What did Jones say? Because that's what the president asked every time Nancy came back from the astrologer. What did Jones say today? The book, What Did Jones Say, by Joan Quigley, you can get it on the Internet. You have to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And many times the people we look to with respect and admiration are indeed part and parcel of the problem. There is a demonic movement in the world today. Unless you understand there's a supernatural battle going on, you can't understand anything taking place. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. But the third in the trilogy, the Secret Mystery Trilogy of DVDs, is so important. The Eye of the Phoenix, as explains the symbology on the back of the dollar bill. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown.